Happy New Year to everyone. We're going to read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 9, page number 1180. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come together to hear from your word, please help us to understand this passage and help us to apply in our lives and bring glory to your holy name. Amen. We've just gone through 2022 and we are in 2023. How many hours we have just spent in 2023? By looking at the clock, nearly 11 hours gone. As we enter 2023, let me ask you a question. What comes to your mind? You may have given thanks to God the way he has brought us in 2022, or you may have entered in 2023 with the same situation. What's going to happen in 2023? You may have thought of the things that pleased you, or you may have thought of the things that not make you happier. Even the events you went through didn't go through or didn't bring you great joy. Or you just worried about many things as you have entered 2023. How am I going to face 2023? How am I going to manage my finances? Or how am I going to fix my family issues? How am I going to handle my health issues? And so on, you can add on. But today, I would like to give you two words to take that God wants to give you. These two words, rejoice always. Rejoice always. This chapter, you know, Paul is writing to the Christians in Philippi, where he is. He is in a captivity of the Roman Empire. He was under the house arrest in Rome, in chains, and under armed guards. He was shortly to put on trial for his faith, and Paul knew that death penalty was a real possibility. Even though in that situation, what he writes, this letter to the Christian Philippi, to rejoice. In first chapter of this book, Paul writes about joy. If you look at with me, in verse 4, he writes, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. In the book of Acts, we read about the events that took place in Philippi, specifically having to do with Paul. All of these events could have produced sorrow, but instead brought joy to his heart. He was arrested and beaten and humiliated, but these memories brought joy to Paul because He knew where he would be spending his eternity. Rejoice always. We're going to look at four things, why we need to rejoice always. So what Paul is writing from this passage. The first, rejoice always because God gave his son Jesus. Look at with me verse 4 again. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. You know how many times in the book of Philippians, Paul writes, rejoice, rejoice? 4 times. Chapter 3, verse 1, he says, rejoice. And in chapter 4, 3 times. Rejoice, in the chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice. I will say it again, rejoice. And verse 10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord. So the rejoicing was in his mind. Where he was is in prison. He writes, rejoice. So what is there to rejoice? Real and lasting joy comes from the confidence that no matter what happens, we are connected to God and saved. So what makes you happy? What gives you joy? You may say your wedding, your children, your success in your exams or career. But Paul tells us to rejoice. He wants us to have a deep and lasting joy that is based on our relationship with Christ. A joy that is more profound and more resilient than marriage or exam success or other earthly experience can offer. If you are a Christian today, let me remind you what Christ has accomplished for you by his death and resurrection. We can rejoice because our sins are forgiven. Jesus died for our sins. Our guilt was taken away at the cross, and we are members of his family. Last Sunday, what we celebrated? Christmas, the birth of Jesus. God had sent his one and only Son to this world to die for our sins. We can rejoice in the face of death because Christ's resurrection means that death is not the end for us. Who are we? We are ordinary people. Put our trust in the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and his own special people. If you are not a Christian today, put your faith in the Lord Jesus. You can rejoice always. God gives this invitation today as you are in 2023. That's the biggest or the most expensive gift you can have in your life, Christ Jesus in your life. As I am a child of God, what God gives the assurance? Your name is written in the book of life. You see that in verse 3, Paul writes that, whose names, so he mentioned a few names before that, names are in the book of life. If you have put your trust in the Lord Jesus, where your name is registered? In the book of life. That gives you rejoice in your life that can last forever. If you ask Isaiah what he will say about your salvation, in Isaiah chapter 61, 10 says, I delight greatly in the Lord, my soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Where is our rejoice? My soul rejoices in my God. Because why? Because I have been clothed with the garments of salvation. I know you all are well dressed and probably new garments, but the garments of salvation. Do we have? Are we wearing that? That gives rejoice in our life. Because he has clothed me. Are you able to say this? My soul rejoices whatever happens in my life. You can say only if you are forgiven. Most of the time, our joy depends on the circumstances. Whatever we expect, if that happens, we are joyful. If not, no, we are sad, unhappy. But Paul writes, even in the midst of suffering, rejoice. Because he knew his name was written in the book of life. You know, in the Acts, apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. You know how they left after questioned by the high priest? Let me read. Acts chapter 5, verse 41. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. It's not easy, isn't it? You've been before the court and the judge asks you questions and you are rejoicing after that? Because they knew that they are worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Because the name they believed, the Lord Jesus. They didn't grumble. Rather, they were rejoicing. Is it possible for us to rejoice? How could they say? Because apostles knew that they were called to suffer for his name. Whatever happens in our life in 2023, it will happen only to our body, not to our soul. We can rejoice always because we put our trust in the Lord Jesus. A few years ago, you may have heard about that. My family and I went to a baptismal service on Saturday evening at a Tamil church. We thank God and we praise him for his wonderful work of salvation in that couple of people. At the end of the service, we sang a song, obviously in Tamil, and it said, I will trust the Lord whatever happens to me. By the time we came back, around 10:30 that night, what we saw, our house was burgled. We were shocked, upset, worried. We felt the situation was unfair. Although we did not rejoice immediately, through time and prayer, God helped us to rejoice because he knows our situation. We may lose our possession in this world, or we may get more possession in this year. But you know, Habakkuk, what he says, I think it's a good reminder. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Though the fig tree doesn't bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crops fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stores, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in my God, my Savior. Can we say that? It's really challenging, isn't it? Whatever. Even the crops, that's their source of life. The income, no sheep in the pen. But still, I will rejoice in the Lord because God, my Savior. I don't know what's going to happen in 2023. You may have some plans, but I doubt you know what is going to be successful. However, rejoice in the Lord because He is our Savior and we are going to spend eternity with Him. He knows you, where you are, and He will give you the best. And He will be with you always. He will never leave you and never forsake you. The second thing I would like to bring, rejoice always because He cares for us. Because He cares for us. Look at with me verse 6.
Do not be anxious about anything, but
in every situation,
by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving,
present your righteousness, present your request to God. Worries. We don't know where that comes from. Everywhere it comes, isn't it? Easily our minds are filled with worries. God knows our temptation and trials and tribulation that our life can throw at us. Things can easily make us worried and anxious. Our marriage, our children, our work, our friendship, our environment, our income, and so on. Or more or less, everyone worries about this year, cost of living, higher interest rate, mortgage payment, and etc. The psalmist prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Because our worries, you know where is produced from? Our heart. "Search me, O God, and know my heart." So prayer will help us to reflect on our worries. Sometimes we panic, but God never panics. Peter, 1 Peter 5, 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." You know the word, all. Don't leave one or two with you and take away and ponder around. Take all, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. So when we worry about anything or any situation, you name it. I don't need to tell you, elaborate on that. But what we do is, we take everywhere and we share with others, with our family, friends, and that, or probably with Dugi, okay, this is the situation I'm going with. That's good. I'm not saying it. But first and foremost, where we take it to? In prayer. That's what he's saying. In prayer. When we worry or when we are anxious about what we normally think, where is God in my situation? Does He not know? I need this one. But you see here, Paul writes here, the Lord is near. Lord is not far away as you think in your situation, but the Lord is near. So when we worry and when we have anxious about anything, what we are reminded that bring everything with thanksgiving. So when we come to prayer, is it very hard to give thanks to God? I feel myself it's hard for me to give thanks because I already felt in that situation it's not positive for me. It's all negative. So how am I going to give thanks? But Paul's saying is with thanksgiving. So what is thanksgiving here? Expressing our gratitude to God, who he is, what he has done, so what he is about to do in that situation. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Notice that word, all things God works. All things. So when we come to our prayer, it's very hard for us to say, "Thank you, Lord, for this hardship. Thank you, Lord, for this health issue. Thank you, Lord, for this financial crisis." But what it says that, when you say in prayer, that shows that your faith is in him and you completely put your trust in the Lord. And his lordship and his power and his wisdom and his ability, then you say, "He will do it for me. Because I say what is in my heart." In our busy life, we need to set us time to pray every day. Find few quiet moments each day to offer God our anxieties and worries, to lift before him the troubles of others, and to thank him for all he has given us and promised us. And the third thing, we're going to rejoice always because he gives peace. He gives peace. Look at with me verse 7. "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." After all, you have brought your worries and anxieties in prayer with thanksgiving. What you all need? Peace. Peace of God. Not the peace you wanted from the people or the leaders or the nation. Yes, that might look is great, but it won't last, that peace. What we need in our circumstances, the peace of God. You know what Jesus said? In John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." What kind of peace you want? The worldly peace or godly peace? The peace Jesus wants to give it to you. Finally, and fourth point, rejoice always because he shapes our life. He shapes our life. Look at with me again, verse 8. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Paul is reminding the brothers and sisters, think about. What we need to think about? He lists 8 things. Can you count with me 8 things? I say whatever, then you say the rest. Whatever is?
True.
Whatever is?
True.
Whatever is?
Right.
Whatever is?
Pure.
Whatever is?
Lovely.
Whatever is?
Admirable.
If anything is?
Excellent or praiseworthy.
You see, 8 things he's reminding us. What we need to do is think about. Meditate on it. Dwell on it. These are the things God will be pleased with in our lives. If you put opposite of these words, say for example, whatever is untrue, no. We're not going to take in our life. We are not going to meditate on it. Whatever is not right, we are not going to go for it. We are not going to take in our hearts because God is not pleased with. Whatever is impure, no. So God is saying that in our life, we need to meditate on these things. Because whatever goes through in our hearts and minds, these are matters. Because our thoughts go astray. Our beliefs and our behavior can soon follow what is inside in our hearts and minds. You know, in these days, the television and the magazine and the internet, there are lots of things coming to our mind easily and filled with their ideas. But their ideas is not God's ideas. Because most of them not going along with these eight things here. So, as we are in 2023, why not we decide? I'm going to think about these eight things more and more. So, four things we just heard about. Rejoice always because God gave his son. Rejoice always because he cares for us. Rejoice always, he gives peace. Rejoice always, he shapes our lives. We usually have refreshments after the service. I know you're going to greet each other. Happy New Year. Along with Happy New Year, greet each other. Rejoice always. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you, we glorify your holy name. As you have given your words, rejoice always, because you have given your Son Jesus. Lord, because you answered our prayer and you give peace. Lord, in every situation, you care for us. Lord, in our life, you shaped us. Lord, help us to rejoice always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.